WJTL, Toby Mac, love that song, Made to Love. Mac Powell's new song, 1991, and Josh Wilson, Pushing Back the Dark. Good morning to you at 7:03. Olivia and Fred with you. One of us smells more like cinnamon than the other.
Be sure to check out WJTL on Facebook and Instagram and be the first to know what's going on behind the scenes at WJTL. Stay up to date with our latest contests, see photos from events, even request songs during a request show. Follow WJTL on Facebook and Instagram today.
One of our favorite people in the whole world, Patty Estep, is here. Patty, the executive director of Anchor Lancaster. Patty, thank you for putting a sticky note at your refrigerator this morning to remind you to come. Is that where it was?
Well, I was on my mirror in the
bathroom. On your mirror? Oh, that's even better. Yeah, no, I do that kind of stuff to remind myself all the time. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
So I am blessed with 5 grandchildren, so I want to say good morning to each of them. Good morning, Paige and Blake and Penelope and Pia and Eric. I love you all.
Oh, that is awesome. I bet you're a great grandma.
I love being a grandma.
That's awesome. Tell us about Anchor Lancaster.
I would love to tell you about Anchor. So Anchor Lancaster is a breakfast program. We serve breakfast Monday through Friday, 52 weeks out of the year. It's a great hot buffet breakfast. And then we do showers for our unsheltered neighbors. And then in addition to that, we do a winter warming center. This last year, we had 200 unique individuals who participated in the winter warming center. And then recently we added case management to our program. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, you just keep growing. I remember when you added the showers and what a big impact that made on a lot of your clients. How is case management impacting your clients?
Wonderful. I'd love to tell you about. So we hired this young man who just graduated from Lancaster Bible College, Connor, and we are just delighted to have him. And Connor is working with our guests. Some of the things are very simple, like helping them get a bus pass to go to a job interview, helping them to have a laundry card so they can do their laundry. But he's doing deeper things like doing resumes with them, helping them find employment. And recently, in a recent week, 7 of our guests secured employment.
Wow,
so
that's
we're
fantastic.
Very excited.
Yeah, you always bring great stories about how God's working through Anchor. Any come to mind this morning?
Absolutely. I'd love to share because our guests are real people and they have names and they have faces and they have needs and they have wants. And there's always unique situations. And recently on a Friday morning, it had rained Thursday to Friday. And one of our guests who sleeps outside came and said, "Miss Patty, I sleep under an overhang, but the way the wind was blowing, my sleeping bag is soaking wet." He said, "Someone told me you have a dryer." So I said, "I'm delighted to dry your sleeping bag." So I was able to put his sleeping bag in the dryer. And then when he left, he had a nice, warm, dry sleeping bag.
That's amazing. I mean, it seems like such an easy and small thing, and yet that made all the difference for him.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. If folks want to get more information about Anchor or find out how they can get involved, can they visit you online?
Absolutely. It's anchorlancaster.org, and we have a Facebook page, Anchor Lancaster.
And I'm imagining you can always use volunteers because you're serving people all the time.
Absolutely. So we have about 60 volunteers each week. Every day, there's 8 to 10 volunteers, and we do have a few volunteer positions open. So you can go to the website, and there's, under staff, there's Kelly. Kelly, she handles all of the volunteer scheduling.
Go to anchorlancaster.org or check out their Facebook page, also Anchor Lancaster there at Facebook. We'll talk more with Patty coming up, so we invite you to stick around. Consumed by Fire and Hillsong Worship on the way, too.